We met as we pivot from Lech Lecha to Vayera. Lech Lecha, we were introduced to Avram really for the first time. A little schnipsel at the end of Noach, but in Lech Lecha we really began to be introduced to Avram in a substantial way. At the end of Lech Lecha was the bris that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes, the bris ben Absarim, followed by the bris of Mila, where Kadosh Baruch Hu reiterates that he's going to give Eretz Yisrael to the Am Hashem that will come from Avram, and he at that point reiterates that Ki B'Yitzhak Yikar L'Chazara, that Zera Avram will specifically be come from Yitzhak Avinu. And there's after the bris in his 70s of the bris Mila Absarim, there's the bris at the age of 99 of bris Mila. And now in Vayera already is the second of the three parshas where there's a focus on Avraham Avinu. In this middle parsha, we begin to see more. We continue to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about Avraham Avinu, and we see HaKadosh Avraham Avinu continue to work on certain projects he had begun, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him new projects to work on as well. So let's take a look at a series of brief comments of the Ramban that give us a lot to think about. In Parak Yudches Pasuk Yutes, in the midst of the story of stone, this is the second story of stone. The first story of stone was Lech Lecha, Lot heading to stone, and then the sequel of Avram Avinu defending stone Avinu going to war against stone's enemies in order to retrieve Lot. And now we're back. The second round of stone, of course, is the destruction of stone and the aftermath of that. And there's a lot to pay attention to in terms of the way the Chumash keeps switching screens, so to speak, between stone and Avram. Several times. Between stone and Avram and stone and Avram. And then Lot is hurried out escorted out by the Malachim. And the Chumash again goes back to Avram and then goes back to the scene of destruction. But early on, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first introduces Avram into the stone situation, he says, I have to tell Avram. And that, of course, gives Avram the opening to petition the Ribbono Shalom on behalf of the Anshei Stone. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces that itself is fascinating. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces that itself is something which the Chafetz Chaim actually saw a mitzvah daraisa. I think we mentioned this before Yom Tov when we began to explore the sugya of chinuch katan b'mitzvos. And we mentioned that there's a par pasuk in Vayera, and with that we opened this morning, that the Chafetz Chaim pointed out that although the din of chinuch katan b'mitzvos is drabanan in the sense of making sure the parent's obligation or child's obligation before bar mitzvah to practically do mitzvahs. The fact that an 11-year-old boy has to eat matzah, and the fact that the 9-year-old girl has to bench, so that's a din d'rabbanan of chinuch katan b'mitzvahs. Min haTorah, the obligation to practice halacha only begins at bar bas mitzvah, and the din d'rabbanan to be mischanech in mitzvahs in advance. But the Chafetz Chaim pointed out from this pasuk, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yates in Vayera, you see the Daraisa element of Chinuch is to train, to mechanef children, to teach children, to inspire children, to train children, so that when they become Bar Bas Mitzvah, they will lead lives of Ratzon Hashem and lives of Shmiras HaMitzvahs and Dikdik Bahalacha. That is a Mitzvah Daraisa. And the first place you see it is right here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu Leman Ki Yedaitiv. Literally, I know Laman Asher Tzava is Banos Beis Ha'Acharav, that he's Mitzava his children and his household to be Holich B'Dar Hashem. So he's training his family. He's been Mechanech his children to lead lives of Avos Hashem, to lead lives of Shmiras HaMitzvos. So that's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. The Ramban is intrigued by the opening phrase. Take a look inside. Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Ches. it spreads across two pages. Ki yidativ l'man asher yitzavim. Lashon Rashi. So Rashi says, Arei yidatine kitagumo. Since I know him. What does it mean, I know him? Rashi says, Lashon Chiba. Kemamodali isha ve'edo achad. It means I love him. I love Avraham Avinu says, I love Avraham Avinu, Ribbono Shel Olam says, I love Avraham Avinu because he is mechanech his children to be to follow Ratzon Hashem. So how does one fit with the other? How does Yediyah, what does Yediyah have to do with Chiba? What does knowledge have to do with love? So the Ramban says, Amnam Iker Kulam Lashon Yediyah. Now she says, what's the connection between knowledge and love? If I'm friendly with someone, if I spend time with someone, if I invest in a relationship, so then I'll get to know him. Then I'll get to know him. So that's how Rashi interprets the pasuk. Ki yidativ means I care about him. I have a warm relationship with him. The Av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avram is driven, at least in part, by the fact that Avram is mechanech his children properly. Vim tefar shehu yodeya anibo. Rashi says, if you're going to say, I know that he is mitzav kipshutuk. Yidatu usually means knowledge. Yodeya anibo shi tzavez barav. I know that he is, okay, I love him, I know. Ein leman nofel al halachim. The word leman doesn't fit. Ki yidatid asher yitzava, would make sense. I know that, he tells his children. I mean, in order that, leman asher yitzava, how does that work? The Ramban says, well, let's think about this. And Ramban begins by just working on the language, and then Ramban comes to a profound idea in Hashkafa. A profound idea in Amunah, one that he developed several times, and this is, I think, one of the first. V'yitachin, Ramban says, she'i yedativ, gedaltiv, romamtiv. Maybe, Ramban says, Rashi had one suggestion. Yedativ means, I love him, I feel close to him. Because he's mitzavez banavacharov. Ramban says, it could also be that... that it means maybe yidativ means I'm making him great. Yitachin she yidativ gedaltiv romamtiv. I've upraised him. I've told him already that I'm gonna make him into. He's gonna give rise to a great nation. So that he can raise that. I'm gonna give him a nation. He's gonna raise them to be great. That's I'm putting him in the position where he's gonna have progeny. He's gonna give rise to a nation. And the Ramban says there are examples that also yediyah is a somewhat fluid verb. Rashi already said yediyah sometimes means love or friendship. Ramban says I have other examples in the Tanakh where yediyah means to make great, to invest in someone. Yidaticha b'shem ma enosh v'tei da'ehu. Then the Ramban gives a third approach. And finally, a fourth approach. Oh, Yomar Yidativ Shayitzavet. Rabban says, maybe I could pick up the approach that Rashi dropped. It means, I know. I know that he is Mitzavah's children. V'chein leman yanuach, shorcha v'chamorcha, she yanuach. Rashi says, Rabban says, look, sometimes leman doesn't really fit so smoothly. There are other examples of it. Sometimes leman means so that. Sometimes means because. But then he says, I think there's something deeper going on here. Rabban says, I don't think the Chumash, see, Pashup Shat, it's not saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Avram because. It doesn't mean, or that he loves him, yeah. It doesn't mean that he's raising him. He's investing in Avram in order of that. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely knows. Hanochem ve'enai, Ramban says, well, I think the pshat really is, ki hi yediyah bo mamash. It means yediyah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yediyah of Avram. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, it says yediyah. What do you mean yediyah mamash? Real yediyah. Real yediyah. Yirmoz, yediyah Hashem. When we talk about God's knowledge, it doesn't just mean that he's aware of a fact. I know the year that the Civil War started. I know, l'havdil, the year that Mesillas Yesharim was first printed. More than that. More than just knowing a data point. To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows someone, Yirmoz ki yediyas Hashem shehi hashkachasa ba'olam hashafal. When we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yediyah, we mean much more than just knowing a fact. It means keeping track of a person and caring for a person. To manage and be involved in someone's life. So this is the Rabban here raises a topic we already discussed a little bit on Thursday night. Hashkachasa ba'olam hashafal hilishmo haklalim. The gambane adam unachem bo lemikrim ad bo eith pekudasam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hashkacha on the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hashkacha on people. And there's a sliding scale of how direct and hands-on that hashkacha is. How direct and hands-on that management, that involvement in one's life is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be more or less directly involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overseeing the entire universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overseeing and managing the lives of every single human being. But sometimes it's more hands-on. And he says, "Bechasidav yasum elav libo l'das oso befrat." There's going to be a more specific, granular yediya and shmira hashkacha liyal shmira so deveka bo tamid. Kadosh Baruch Hu is more directly shomer, someone who is brought himself closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, a chassid. Lo ti pared hayediya v'zachir imenu klal. There's a high level. Much greater intensity, yediya, hashkacha, shmira. That's what Rabban says. He says, I think I'll peep shuto. That's what the Torah says. Does this mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Avraham Avinu is mechanech his children? Doesn't it even mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Avraham Avinu great opportunities? Gidalti v'ramamti. Or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Avraham. Those are all true. But Rabban says it's saying something much deeper. It's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commenting to us, allowing us to listen to him comment in this divine soliloquy in the Chumash, that I am more involved in Avram's life. Yedaitiv, I am very hands-on in Avram's life. And he goes on to point out there are many, many psukim that speak about that. Ein Hashem El Yireyav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more directly involved in the lives of those who bring themselves closer to him. And again, as I said, it's the idea that Rabban develops in a number of places, that the Rambam develops in a number of places. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, Kadosh Baruch Hu manages the entire world, but there's a sliding scale in terms of how directly involved the person is. Korav Hashem, not the same, but similar perhaps to Korav Hashem Chol Korav, the more a person draws himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the more direct the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha is on that person. So that's what Rebbe Moshe is saying. Avraham Avinu invests himself in bringing people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's shaped himself into the sort of chassid who's going to get a more hands-on, personalized care. He's flying first class with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries everyone, but some people are getting the first class treatment. And it's a question of what do we do to merit that first-class treatment. This is not about money, and this is not about connections, it's not about points. It's about the way we use our Bechir Chavshas to bring ourselves close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly what we hear about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is living on a different level of Kirvas Elohim, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be giving him messages about what's happening. So this Pasuk that we just looked at, the Ramban was detailing in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudches, Ki Yedativ, a little bit, we got a little bit of insight into Hanhagas Hashem, Hanhagas Abor, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. And now we're going to take a look a little bit at the very end of Perek Chafalov in terms of Hanhagas HaAdam. The very end of Perek Chafalov, the very last pasuk, right before the Akedah in Perek Chafbez, right before that, the last comment of the Ramban in Perek Chafalov, Vayikra, after Avraham Avinu has his encounter with Avimelech Melech Plishtim. Just mentioned a few minutes ago, there are many, many kings mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha, 11. In Vayera, we see Avraham Avinu now having a different sort of interaction with Avimelech Melech Plishtim. And then Avraham Avinu resettles. Vayikrosham b'shem Hashem kel olam. What were some of the things that Avraham Avinu was doing that merited this sort of hashgacha process? What was the hanhaga sa'adam? So there's a phrase here, and the Rabban is about to point that it appeared earlier also in Lech Lecha. Vayikrosham b'shem Hashem kel olam. Avraham Avinu calls there in the name of Hashem kel olam, Hashem, the God of the world. Bibliographical trivia, but it's probably not mere trivia. There's a sefer that begins with this epigraph. The sefer, sometimes you see a book, or the hadil, a sefer, that doesn't just start from paragalf, but starts with a quote. So you've seen that perhaps in certain secular books. It's a style that some authors have. There are sefer kodesh that begin with a quote. The Rambam was into that. That literary device. He uses this phrase, this forward phrase, B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam, to open the entire Mishnah Torah. Each of the 14 Svarim has a pasuk that opens it. You may never have noticed, but next time you open the Rambam to the first page of a sefer, you'll see. He picked psukim, for each one he picked a pasuk, sometimes otherwise obscure psukim, that he felt capture sort of the message or the meaning or the thrust of that sefer. The pasuk that's meant to be the opener for the whole sefer, the whole Mishnah Torah, which is meant to be a compendium of the entire Torah Shel Bal Peh, B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. Apparently there's a lot going on in this pasuk. We're talking Thursday night, at the Klal Gadol B'Torah. In a certain sense, the Rambam saw this as the Klal. This is the pasuk that's apropos to open a review of all the Torah Shel Bal Peh. So, and it's what Avraham Avinu is being kore b'shem. What does it mean? So there are two questions you might ask about this once you start to focus a little bit on that phrase. Vayikrasham, you see the words here in the italics or the Miriam font. Vayikrasham b'shem Hashem kel olam. What two parts of that clause are a little ambiguous, mysterious, in need of some pirish? Sham, the Torah just told us where he traveled to. Good. What else? What does it mean to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kel Olam? What does that add other than Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem? Which, by the way, is something we already heard earlier. If you turn the page for a moment, it takes you back to Lech Lecha. Yud Beis Ches, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. We've already been hearing this earlier. So what's being added here with the Kel Olam? That's one mystery. And the other mystery is, what does it mean to be Kori B'Shem Hashem? Have you ever been Kori B'Shem Hashem? That's something you do every day, every year? Never? What does it look like? What do the words mean? Be Kori B'Shem Hashem means to stand there and just say Shem Hashem out loud? Well, that was a good thing, because we usually assume it's not a good thing to just stand there and say Shem Hashem randomly. What exactly was Avraham doing? What is the Chumash describing? So take a look at the Ramban. Take the Ramban here, and we'll take a peek at the Ramban back in Lech. Here, Shakasi, yeah.
Was it during davening that we do all the time?
What? Translate, what are you saying in English?
Call out or read in English.
To say Hashem's name.
Yeah.
Like when I say a bracha to Hashem kemecholom, he said, I said Hashem's name twice. I said Hashem, said Elokeinu. So I said Hashem's name.
Bam.
I said Hashem's name. That could be. No, maybe actually let's start with the Ramban Lech Lecha. Turn the page forward to jump back. At the very beginning of Lech Lecha, okay, you base part of Christ. Yikr b'shem Hashem, Pirush Unkelus. Unkelus says that means Shehis Palel Shem. He davened there. Kemo Karasi Shimcha Hashem Ibar Tachtios. And then the Ramban says, Hanachon, I think it means something else. It doesn't mean to daven. doesn't mean to daven. But Yaakov made a good point, which is l'chora to be korei shem Hashem means to say Hashem's name, right? That's a very good point. So why is it that Unklos is saying davening and the Rabbanan is about to say something else? So look at the pasuk that the Ramban quotes. Unklos doesn't quote any pasukim. Obviously, the Ramban is buttressing the Unklos' pshat by saying, see on the bottom, in footnote 45, Rishavel points out what Unklos says, Shatir game, Utsali b'shma d'Hashem. As we've already seen a little bit in the brachas, we're going to see more of it. Tzali, or Tzalusa, is Tefillah in Aramaic. And Ramban said, well, I have a pasuk. I have a pasuk in Italian, Eicha, Karasi Shimcha Hashem Ibar Tachtios. Kashba called your name from the deepest of pits. So what's not to like about that? And what's not to like about what Yaakov was saying? What's the difference between Vikra B'Shem Hashem and Karasi Shimcha? One letter difference. Pay attention to the language of Tanakh. One letter difference between Karasi Shimcha and Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, the base. A little bit of an assist there. The base. The pasuk is to be Karasi Shimcha. Karasi Shimcha maybe just means I call HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Literally, I said HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Or maybe Karasi Shimcha means more broadly, I spoke to you, Hashem. I daven. I called you. When you call someone a person's name, and you say, Eitan, right? I'm addressing him so that I can speak to him. Right? When I say Tani, I'm not looking in the mirror, I'm trying to get the attention of a different Tani, so we can have a conversation. So if we're using this human language in the context of Kadosh Baruch Hu, presumably to call Hashem's name is to say Hashem, like the bracha of Avos, I refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I move on to have a conversation with him. Right? So either literally to say Hashem's name, or maybe as Unklos is saying, I spoke to Hashem. I'm not sure the Ramban, I don't think the Ramban says this, but I suspect this is part of what's lying behind his pivot away from the Unklos, is that would be Kriya Shem Hashem, to call Hashem's name. But what does it mean to call in Hashem's name? To be korei b'shem Hashem, which you see here in last week's parasha in Lech Lecha, and this coming week's parasha, ve'yukasham b'shem Hashem kel olam. So as the Ramban says, v'hanachon, I think the more correct pshat, shayakorei b'kol gadol sham lefnei mizbech es shem Hashem. Yes, he was out loud calling out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that was the headline. He was speaking to people. The Mizbeach, what's this Mizbeach for? So the Ramban seems to understand this Mizbeach. You see, Avraham Avinu builds Mizbachos in different places. You don't always hear about Karbanos being brought on as Mizbachos. Ramban understands this was a base of operations for Avraham Avinu's educational efforts. He was trying to be Mechanach of the world about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was trying to spread Emunah in Ribono Shel Olam. So he had the Mizbeach was his base, and that's what he was. And he was calling to people, speaking to people, not calling Hashem, but calling about Hashem. Calling the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the headline. Let's talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's talk about God. Well, you want to talk about God? Let's talk about God. And then it goes on, and it's here in a moment. This is finished sentence. Ki Ba'ur Kastim, going back to Lech Lecha, where he had just come. This is at the very beginning of his entry into Eretz Yisrael, the beginning of Parashat Lech Lecha. Bur Kazdim Hayim Olam Dov Lavu Shemoa. In Ur Kazdim, back in Mesopotamia, he was trying. He was out there, pounding the pavement, speaking about Ribono Shel Olam, but he didn't have any takers. There in Ur Kazdim, everyone was shutting him down. Now he comes to Eretz Yisrael, back in last week's Sedra. Shehuf Tachba, what just happened right before this? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, coming to Eretz Yisrael, V'avarucham v'varuchecha, I will bless those who bless you. So what does that imply? That there will be those who will bless you. And that has been the situation throughout Jewish history. There have been non-Jews who are positive and are perhaps even interested, and there have been Mekalel Chaor. That aspect of Jewish history continues to express itself. So, Avram understood from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to gain more traction. He'll have an audience in Eretz Canaan. Doesn't mean everyone's going to listen to him, but there will be people who'll be interested in his message, with whom his message will resonate. So Hayalam and Alam, the Faris Milokosi, he was out there in Eretz Canaan teaching about Ribbono Shel'olam. And says that's why you hear it by Yitzchak also. Don't worry, I have your back, Ribbono Shel'olam says to Yitzchak. So what does he do immediately? There too. What's he up to? Says Rabban, same thing. Now Yitzchak is told, you're going to have you have the opportunity to have Hatzlacha in your chinuch efforts. So he gets down to it. Now he's come to a new location, Yitzchak. Lo shamu l'shamo, they have not yet heard about him. Lo roz kevodo, they haven't yet heard about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They haven't yet seen kevod Hashem. V'higid kevodo b'agayim ha'im. So Yitzchak is out there, and the Rabban now is, keep your eyes open, about to bavar nakasha. He's about to answer a kasha that he has not explicitly articulated. There's a kushya smuya. There's an unspoken implied question. Take a look at the next line. So Nebra Rabbi Yaakov Kain, if ne shaholid banu rabim kulam ovdi Hashem. Yaakovinu, the Torah never says it because he had a large family, and not only a larger family, but kulam ovdi Hashem. They were all following, they all were over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'haisalo ki'ilu gedola, nikras adas Yisrael. And he gives rise to a community, to a group. Adas Yisrael, v'nesparsu emuna bohem, v'noda l'chalam. And the emuna becomes clear through them. What kasha is Ramban answering without asking? A kasha in the psukim that we might not have noticed in the past. Ramban noticed a curiosity over the course of Chumash Bereishis, which is? Yeah. Once you become sensitive to this language, oh, Tak Kriya B'Shem Hashem, you have it by Avram, more than once. We'll get back to Rabban in this week's parashah in a moment. You have it by Yitzchak. What happened to Yaakov? Rabban touches on something that Rehuda Levi spoke about several generations earlier, which is that one of the key differences between Yaakov on the one hand versus Avram Yitzchak on the other is that Yaakov is, as the Gemara puts it, Mitaso Shlema. He's the first one where for whom all of his children are following his path. Where the school Elokis is going from Yaakov to all of his children. The reviewer Levy points out Mamar Aleph of the Kuzari, that was a critical pivot, for being able to move to building Am Hashem. Kol Zman, that the school Elokis is only going from one to one, you're not going to build a nation that way. You'll have individual chassidim, individual tzaddikim. The fact that Yaakov, unlike Avraham Yitzchak, is mitasar shlema, that's the beginning of, that means now you have a Jewish family. Not just individuals. A Jewish family is the building block for Jewish people. And Ramban says, one of the aftaminas in that is Yaakov Avinu is no longer as outwardly focused. Avram and Yitzchak are busy being kor b'shem Hashem to the nations around them. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Yaakov, mitasho shlema, so he understands now we're going to be operating differently. We still have the mandate to spread shem Hashem and kvod shamayim throughout the world, but now as we become a nation, it may the methods we use may shift. Nispar semun abahem. We're going to build a nation that's going to be built. We seek to build ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's model. So no delucholam. It'll become the way we carry ourselves ought to be itself in Or LaGayim. And then the Ramban gives another answer. The gam kimi mosav me'avosim disparsim b'chol Eretz Canaan. This is answer number two. Why is Yaakov not doing it? He says, well, Yitzchak already, as he pointed out, Yitzchak is Kar B'Shem Hashem, and he gets to a new area that Avram hadn't touched. So he says, it may be as simple as by the time Avraham Yitzchak were done, word had gotten out, everyone in Eretz Canaan heard the message of the others. Either they were interested or they were not interested. So Yaakov didn't feel the need to be out there. And he points out that the Bereishis Rabbah, on the one hand, they were Unklus, a very, very, very ancient source in Chazal, took the approach that Kriya B'Shem Hashem is Tefillah, But the Bereishis Rabbah says along the lines of what the Ramban said, Melamed Shehikra Shmor Shakadosh Baruch Hu Befi Kal Beria, that he got others to be Kori, to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Meaning, the point wasn't that they said Hashem's name. The point is that he was educating, he was spreading the idea of Hashem Echad. So that's what the Ramban already develops in Lech Lecha. And now let's see who he goes with it. Coming back to our sedra, to Parashas Vayera. Here we are, the very end of Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, where Yaakov and I had left off. V'yikrasham b'shem Hashem kel olam. So see at the very end of this short paragraph, he says, Unklus amr v'yikrashuhu tefila. Okay, l'shitaso, Unklus here also understands that to be korei b'shem Hashem means to daven, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban throughout is going to go, it's going to be consistent with the pshat that he likes, that to be Kori B'Shem Hashem is not to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to teach others about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And now he wants to know, so what does it mean to be Kori B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam? Kel Olam. Pirush HaKasav Shekara B'Shem Hashem HaManig B'Kocho Azman. That he was called in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was teaching about the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaManig B'Kocho Hazman, who guides time with his power. What's Ramban saying? What is Ramban saying? Kel Olam. Ramban is bothered by the question. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Olam? God of the world. Is that what it means? God of the universe? Maybe. But what's added? We already heard about him being Kori B'Shem Hashem. So the Ramban says, suggestion number two is Yikru'u HaShamayim V'aretz Olam. Suggestion number two is Olam means universe. Shamayim V'aretz. Kiloshen HaBatamim B'divrei Rabbeinu. Those who have been spending time in Brachas Lamed Hey should be sensitive to the Ramban is saying here. He says, Rabbeinu, our Chachamim use the word Olam to mean the world. So, shot number two, Yikrasham B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam means God of the world, God of the universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master of the entire universe. What's his first shot?
Time,
exactly. Because Olam and the Ramban has subtly pointed out to us last week in Ketzim Aruch, we were thinking about a point the Gemara makes in Chulin Avodah Zarah, that Lashon Torah L'Chud, Lashon Chacham L'Chud, that Biblical Hebrew and Mishnaic Hebrew are often not the same. Here's another example. What does the word Olam mean? So we're used to thinking about Olam, like Olam Hazel, Olam Haba, universe. The Ramban says, yeah, in Mishnaic Hebrew, in the language of Chazal, Olam often means universe. K'Lashon Haba, Tami V'Divrei Rabbeinu. But what does it mean in Chumash? Eved Olam. La'olam b'hem ta'avodu. It means forever. It doesn't mean, Eved Olam doesn't mean a slave of the universe. It means an Eved forever. So the Ramban says, what does it mean, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Olam? So he thinks that Olam, what that really means is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the master of time. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the... And there is this here of Shaval in the longer footnotes, that star sends you down to look. What did they say? What does that mean? Good, what does that mean? See, so he sends you, see, and there are two levels of footnotes in the Shaval. This is the modern classic version of the Ramban Torah. The Sadhu Kirk published Rav Shaval's version, and he worked on the language, and he takes two sets of footnotes. The skinny footnotes are just the modern Makom, most of those are numbered. And then he has discussion and quotes from Mefarshim in the longer footnotes, which are on the bottom, and those are indicated by the asterisk. You see over here, he quotes Mem Vavnun, the Moreh Nevuchim. He points that the Rambam develops in the Moreb, and that he understands that's what the Ramban is saying here as well. That time itself is a creature. He has Man Lo Mikra El Mechudash. Time isn't just the way it is. Time itself is a mechudash. Time itself is something that was started, created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to create time and space within those dimensions. He created matter and energy in the entire universe. To say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kel Olam, he's the God of time, means that time itself is his creature. Time itself is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu crafted. So that's what Ramban says. You look at this pasuk. If we were to look at the pasuk with Ramban's sensitivity to the language of Tanakh, we would look at pasuk and say, "Wasn't he Kel Olam?" We sort of jump because we assumed we knew what the word Olam means. Ramban says, "I know what the word Olam means in Mishnayos and in Midrashei Chazal. What does the word Olam mean in Tanakh?" So he says there are two possibilities. Maybe it is. Second possibility is maybe in a Hanami, this pasuk is an early source for using Olam to mean universe. It means God of the universe. Or it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of time. That even time is a creature of his. And that speaks to the extent to which everything, it speaks to the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of everything. Everything that we know and see is but a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even time itself, which we don't usually think about as a separate thing, it's just the backdrop for how the world unfolds, and that itself is a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because we live not only post-Newton, but post-Einstein, so we already are trained a little bit, perhaps, to think of time as a thing. So it's less difficult for us to think, time is also a thing out there that has its own, that is impacted by others. That's one of the most fundamental shifts from Newton to Einstein, Kayadur, in the Principia, where Newton says, one of the first things he says is time just flows. Time just flows naturally, automatically, not subject to anything. Einstein said, no, time itself can move faster and slower, can move differently in different places. So that makes it easier for us to recognize that time itself is a Bria. But the Kel Olam speaks to the universality, how massive it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. The Hodiyah Bezeh, and here Ramban says, now let's understand. So what's the Chumash saying? Shakara Avram, the Hodiyah Labriya, Sod Hanagas Ha'olam Bechlalo. What was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Avram Avinu was teaching about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And this is Ramban L'shitasun Lech Lecha, that to be Kori B'Shem Hashem means to teach others about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sod hadhagas ha'olam bichlalo. So here is the word sod already is a tip-off. Rabban is referencing Kabbalah. So it's already a tip-off that we might not fully understand all the terms about to come, but we'll do our best to figure out something to understand a little bit. He was teaching people the sod of how the world runs in general terms. V'shem Hashem hechasin ba'koach. She'esh lo ilos b'kulam. That Kadosh Baruch Hu has a power over all powers and all forces in the world. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling all those strings. Even something as basic as time is itself a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or if you say Olam in the Mishnaic Hebrew sense, the entire universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire universe. You see the sun, you see the moon, see all those things that seem so incredibly powerful. Those two are but creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or again, the first cut, time itself. And then he says the Rambam and the Mora has a slightly different twist. Harav Amar B'Mora Nevuchim. Harav is the Rav. Who do you mean when you say the Rav? So if you're in NYU, the Rav means Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. If you're in non-Brisk West, but in Brisk East, so Rav means Ravelvel, Rabbi Yosher Ber's uncle. If you're in one of the Shivotes there, Harav, obviously for Kitvei Harav, obviously refers to Rav Kook. If you were an Amora and you said, and then Rav would mean Rav as in Rav Mishmuel, Abba Aricha. When the Ramban says the Rav, he means, in the Pir Shal Torah, he means the Rambam. Typically, he means the Rambam. Rav Amar Mora Nevuchim, the Rav writes in Mora Nevuchim, that's obviously the Rambam, Shehu Romez Lakadmos Hakel. It's not so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of time, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond time. Those two ideas obviously are very interconnected. Ki hodiyah hayoso kodem lezman. The point is not so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time. The point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been here forever. It's not that the world has been here forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been here forever. Another aspect of the same idea. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu is out there teaching profoundly. Rabbi Pino is out there teaching profoundly. He's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only broadly, but deeply. And he was giving very substantive shiurim, very profound shiurim, so profound that Rabban's really referring to it as a sod. He was teaching sod on Agas HaOlam to the world. Rabbi was out there, he was a very, very, very ambitious program to spread Devar Hashem. And again, as Ramban said last week, Sedra, Ba'avarcha mevarchecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that there will be people who are not your people, who are not your am, and yet will be interested in giving you brachas, will be interested in hearing from you. So Avraham Avinu was out there trying to impact the people who were interested in listening, which is always a good thing to do. Always a good thing to do. There is a third piece of Ramban, which we're not going to look at right now. There are many, many, many beautiful Rambans in the Sedra. We this morning focused number one on a Ramban about Hanhagas HaBore and a Ramban about Hanhagas HaAdam. Ki Yedatav Ma'asher Yitzava, the four approaches to how you translate Yediyah in that context, and specifically Ramban's approach that speaks to the sliding scale of Hashgacha Pratis. The closer a person draws himself, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more direct and intense will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis on that person. And then matching that with, and what was it indeed that Avraham Avinu was doing? So a big part of what he was doing is being Kori B'Shem Hashem, which according to Unklus is Tefillah, but according to Ramban, based on the Bereishis Rabbah, means he was not only speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not only Korei Shem Hashem, he's Korei B'Shem Hashem, speaking to others about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speaking to others about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach them a lot of depth about the Ribbono Shel Olam in whom we believe. So that's, I think, a beautiful pair of Rambans. Maybe sometime later in the week we'll have a chance to see a third Ramban. And that is the very next piece in Ramban. The first piece in Perek Chavei is the opening Ramban on the Parsha of the Akedah. Ramban has a lot to say about the Akedah, as you see some of it. But the opening, very, very brief Ramban in Pasuk Aleph. It's brief, but it would take time to unpack. It's time we don't have right now. He talks about what Nisayon is. So Elokim Nisaz Avraham. He wants to know, what's the Nisayon and why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring it? Which is a worthy question for us to think about. Perhaps the Bilinader at a different point later in this week.